We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
A blessed good morning to all listeners in Barbados, the Eastern Caribbean, wherever else you're listening to this radio program. Wonderful privilege and a blessing to be able to come to you again this Friday morning. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your praise. Thank you for your words of commendation and comfort. May the Lord bless you as you continue to listen. May every word we speak and share in this program be a blessing to all of you. And at the end of the program, may you feel the hand of God. May you be touched by God. May you hear a word that will change your trajectory for the better, in Jesus' name. I declare at this point you're having a great year. The year is still very new, and I pray for all of God's best to all of you listeners for 2026 and way beyond. And may all the things that you trust God for according to His will this year come to pass in your life, in your ministry, in your family, in your finances, in your marriage, and in every area of your life, in Jesus' name. Praise God. We're going to ask Elder Octave to pray for us at this time. Take prayer and ask those blessings on the people.
Blessing, good morning to my brothers and sisters in Christ and to all of those who are listening to the program. Father, we come before you this morning expecting to hear your word, expecting, Father, to bring what you have given to us in our hearts to share with your people. I pray as we share your word that you will be glorified and you will be given all the honor and all the praise. I pray as we share your word, Father, that a heart will be touched, a seed will be sown, and someone will come to realize that, yes, they need Jesus in their life. In this dark time and in the dark season, we lift the light of Christ before you. And we pray, Father, that souls will be touched today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Elder Octave. We're glad to have again in the studio Apostle Chris and also Reverend Gail. You'll be hearing from them as usual. We thank you, those of you who've been calling the office and asking prayer. And thank you for also calling and saying the program is a blessing to you. I appreciate those who are prepared when you call to receive prayer from one of our ministers. A lot of times people just want to have pray for me alone. Sometimes I'm not available. It doesn't mean that I'm trying to evade anyone. Sometimes I really am just out there in the field. So I'm glad for those of you who are prepared for the blessings and the prayer for your call. And I want you to know that those persons on the line are ordained ministers, and they're very fit and qualified and anointed to pray and be a blessing to you. So thank you for your calls to our base or office, pray, and for support. Thank you very much. We're going to continue to share the word that God has given to us. As I said to you, every year we wait on the Lord for a word. Why do we do that? Because it's God's church. And we're God's people. And I don't think that as the pastor of the church, that I should go and give the people what I think I want to give them. I want to give them what God would have them to get, what word God will have for the people. And so it's always very important to us to wait on the Lord, the last week of the year, to hear what He's going to say to us. And then we go to the people with the word. And the people are always living in anticipation of what God will say to them. And every time, I can guarantee you, the people have been blessed and greatly encouraged by the word of God. And we use it for the whole year because we have 10 points always. And those 10 points will guide us and guide the speakers, our ministers, our pastoral staff as they share the word with the people. Break it down, bit by bit, point by point and sub points and all of that, so that people can get the food in small portions and they can digest it spiritually and well. Praise God. And so today I want to share again with you our team, bless God this year, is that we will pursue God. We, the people of God, will pursue God. And in doing that, we will establish our God-given kingdom legacy. And I told you last week that God has mandated legacy for all of us. And I drew reference to Abram. Abram, when God spoke to him, he later became Abraham and gave him a legacy. And then he asked God for a sign that he would keep his word to him. And God said to him to bring the sacrifice and the offerings up on the altar. And he did that, a heifer, a ram and a goat and two birds, a pigeon and a dove. And of course, he cut them in pieces except the two birds. And then we saw what happened as soon as he had finished cutting them to offer them to the Lord. The bird of prayer came down. Birds of prayer came down to devour the carcasses. But I'm so glad for the power of God upon Abram and his wisdom and initiative and discerning to see and be watching. And I want to say to all of us, you know, as ministers of the church, we have to keep watching, because there will always be birds of prayer coming after what we're going to offer the Lord, coming to attack your ministry, coming to attack your reputation, coming to attack your marriage, coming to attack your family, coming to attack your children, coming to attack the choir, coming to attack your ushers. I mean, they are always birds of prey trying to attack and devour. But we have to be watchful, and God has given us the anointing and the empowerment to drive them away.
Amen.
So wonderful that we have the anointing and the power. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down the strongholds and the driving back of the birds of prey from our lives and our ministry and our families and our children and our communities as well. And so we're going to continue that word today. We want to share. Last week we shared on point number one, God has mandated legacy for us all. Today we're going to share on point number two and number three. Point number two is we have to seek God. We are mandated to seek God. You cannot get what God will have for you by just staying in one position saying, God, give me, give me, give me. We got to seek God. We got to go after God. We got to long for God. David said, as a heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after the Lord. So we got to seek him, pursue him, and then we will receive his blessings as given, as mandated, because God has already set blessings for us. In Jeremiah 29:11, he said, you know, the plans I have for you, plans to bless you and give you a future. So God has got plans for you. And sometimes we put our plans before the plans of God. And that's why things don't happen for us the way we would want them to happen, because we don't submit our agendas and our plans to the will of God. We want God to come and submit his will and his purpose to us. And follow me, God, do this. And we give God a big agenda. This is what I want, God. I want that this way and I want that way and blah, blah. This is the husband I want. You got to have blue eyes and tall and stuff and handsome. Bless God. There's a boyfriend must have, and she must not be slim and all of that, and long hair and all. And sometimes the package that God has for you don't come looking like that.
It's true.
But guess what? At the end of the day, it's a blessing to you.
Amen.
You get one with the tall man, handsome and so on. He might be a devil.
Hey.
A devil. He might get a beautiful woman, lovely, long hair, gorgeous and stuff, most beautiful. And she could be a Jezebel and a devil too. So we have to submit our plans, our purpose, our agendas, whatever we want, our desires, put them before the Lord and always acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So let's talk about seeking God, and then we're going to talk also about the third main point. We have to become God chasers, and I love that. I love the fact that we, the saints of God, are God chasers. You know, people chase after their idols. You see on the television video when a big celebrities coming into town. You saw the people chase. People sleep all night in the cold.
Yeah.
Just to see the celebrity, you know, or to go to football, chasing to see the football match and so on. And I'll cook it like Basil, Chris, and Octave. You know, praise God. But when it comes to God, we don't do that. We don't hunger and chase and go after him like that. And we ought to do that. We ought to hunger and long for him. As a heart panteth after the water brook, so our souls shall pant and hunger for God and chase for God. We mustn't become complacent, like, I just go in church. I just go down here. No, we are going to seek God. We are chasing after God. We're going to find God. We're going to church and meet with God. And we're not going to stop until we find him. Praise God. So, Reverend Yale, read those scriptures for me, please.
Good morning and blessings to all listeners. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33 says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And then the 2 Kings 19:19-21. So Elijah went from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat. He was plowing with 12 yokes of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elisha then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. "Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye," he said, "and then I will come with you." "Go back," Elijah replied. "What have I done to you?" So Elisha left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his servant.
Thank you so much, Reverend Gates, for those two words. Let me just break down seek in that Matthew chapter. In the Greek, it means to actively and passionately strive and desire to seek to find God, to go willfully in pursuit of God. Yeah? It means that we should have God's rule and righteousness above all else. We should pursue his will and righteousness above all. It's making the kingdom of God your top priority, making God's purposes your primary focus in your life. That's what it means there in the Greek, to seek actively and passionately, strive and desire God and go after him. So I'm glad that we could, see the word of God and we can remember that's important that we passionately and actively seek him. We have to put God first. And in the story with Elisha, when Elijah put the mantle on him, he left all and followed, not knowing what was going to happen in his future. But he was prepared to give up all. So we have to count the cost sometimes of following God. Sometimes we have to leave all and be willing to follow God at all costs. Sometimes you have to leave people that are your friends too, who will keep you back and speak negatively into your heart and into your spirit. Sometimes you have to just leave a place where you know it is not good for you, savory, and just seek God, because that place will contaminate you spiritually. It will cause us to seek God, Reverend Gail But we have to seek him. We have to chase after him. We have to be willing to give up, like Elisha, to seek God. And you know, what I like about the story of Elisha is that he killed the oxen, burned up the whole apparatus. that was his livelihood. Mm-hmm. And I believe he had a family. I believe he had children too.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that he was being a deserter of his family. He just going for something better. He was going where God was leading him. And he fit in his head that where I go, as long as it's God, it has got to be better than what I have now.
Yeah.
We've got to trust God the way he tells us to follow and he tells us to give up, that what he has for us is better than where we are right now. We got to be willing to take that step, knowing that it's important to seek God and knowing that at the end of the day, all things will work together for the good.
Yeah.
When the Lord told me to give up my job, I had a good job and come home from work. Where I was working, they said that I was crazy. I was right in the middle of a recession. And they said, "People don't resign in the recession. What are you doing?" I was a senior person in the company, And they made me feel very bad. Like, I had second thoughts. Is this really God said, give up your job, come home, turn your garage into an office and start to open your life to help people, to counsel the people that are hurting and broken, mend them. Do what you can to heal the people that are hurting. And I was willing to obey and to follow the Lord. And I remember when I gave the resignation letter to Apostle Chris to carry him to the company for me that morning, and he drove off, I stood on the front step, and a spirit of depression hit me so hard, and the enemy started to speak to me. He said, "Look at you. You don't got a job now. You can't even get a store from Courts, because you can get a job letter from. You can't get a store, you can't get nothing." And I said, "Oh my goodness me, what have I done?" And I look back in my living room on the wall of the picture of Jesus with a lamb in his hand, and there's sheep all around him. And Jesus said to me, "Look at that picture. You see that picture there? You see the sheep around me, but you see the lamb in my hand? That you are that lamb in my hand.
Amen.
And I am carrying you.
Praise
and
God.
I am your employer. And you are my employee. And my wages are better than man's wages. And God remains faithful."
Powerful.
Hallelujah.
Powerful.
When you seek God and he tells you to do something, everything that's fall is better for you. Apostle Chris, when we started, the Lord told us to build the temple and don't even go to the bank for a loan. It was scary. Apostle Chris gave up his job at the bank and came home from work for the salary, because the Lord said he has to help with the construction. In fact, he was a contractor of the building. And he came home, as Reverend, you would know, he was there.
Yeah.
For the salary.
Yes.
From the church. And the thing is, my two kids asked, "So how are we going to get to go to university? What's going to happen to us? Who's going to educators and all that. And I told my two kids, God is no man's debtor. God will educate the both of you.
Yeah.
And God did. One got a top scholarship. Your God is faithful. And the other one, she went to England, you know what happened. Oh, God provided for both of them. Amen. I want you to know today, those of you that are listening, that we got to chase God and we got to chase His will and His purpose. We got to follow Him. And what He tells us to do, we got to be prepared to do it. Because then we are in a rut. We're stuck there. We don't want to move because we don't trust God. We feel like if we step up, things are going to fall apart and we're going to go into, you know, like a bad place. But if you are moving under the will of God and seeking God and His will, and He gives you a directive, follow Him because it will work out. I also want to discuss, we will discuss today, Reverend Gail and Apostle Chris and Elder Octave, modern-day Christianity, modern-day Christians. But I came up from the old school. I got saved at 9. I won't tell you all how old I am. But I've been serving God for a lot. You keep your mouth shut. You will not tell my brothers and sisters. So, but I've been in the church for a lot of years. And I would say to you, I'm not saying that modern, the Christians back then were better than the Christians now. But we sought the Lord in such a passionate way. You know, I'm not faulting the Christians of nowadays. But the old-time Christians would go all-night prayer meeting and pray until the Holy Ghost come and the power of God fell. And today, if you have church, and church is an hour and a half, they sit too long. They say they worship, they're going to stand too long for worship. And yet when they were in the world, like you, you go dance all night.
All night.
Dance all night till morning. Yeah. I never got tired. You know, there was a real bad, a hard taskmaster.
Yes, he is.
What's your hard, though?
I mean, I got nothing for it.
All night and morning. And then you go to church in the morning and sing in the choir. After that, on spring garden all night. Jesus. You think that God can accept that worship? We got to be really careful what we offer the Lord, though. And modern day Christians now, it's all about focusing on me and mine and what I'm going to get out of it and stuff like that. I believe back then, I'm not knocking. I'm liquid. I can span both words. I'm still young, so I can be one.
Of course.
I'm one liquid. I'm like children, and all of you who have a deal are my spiritual children. So y'all are modern day Christians and stuff. I've seen you, Reverend Gail, and you, Elder Octave, seeking God passionately. Can you see a pastor seeking God and not playing around and being serious and committed with what I'm doing? It's for God. You know, I'm not just going to church as a form of godliness, but seeking Him and seeking His holiness. Because God wants us to be holy, though.
Amen.
Offer our bodies unto Him a living sacrifice. Yes, righteous and holy unto Him, which is not unreasonable for God to expect that. So we have to seek God. And so, like back then, we would have all night prayer, right? From nighttime, maybe 10, 11 o'clock, till the next morning.
Yes.
We felt the presence of God. We sought Him until we got into His presence. So I want somebody to, you know, to share, Reverend Gail, share your thoughts on that. As I said, we're not knocking modern day Christians, but look at the passionate chase for God from the older Christians compared to today. Yeah.
Well, you know, this could be a conversation that could go on and on and on. We only have a limited time. But one of the things that we really recognize is that, especially when it comes to the Christian movement in the Western Hemisphere, there's so many other distractions that can take us away from really seeking God. When He said to seek ye first the kingdom, it meant to aim at. Yes. So that is a daily thing to strive at, to pursue and to chase after the things of the kingdom. And because of the distractions, we have things like the social media, the rise of the internet and the social media, our social status. You know, sometimes we might have a situation whereby we didn't have much and know that we can get because we're in a good job, we're striving, that takes up a bigger part of our lives, and therefore we kind of like tend to try to borderline certain things, and God is saying, no, you got to seek me first. Yes. And then all these things will be added. And then, Apostle, you would look then now at the African continent. Mm-hmm. You could look at the Asian countries and the persecuted churches. Mm-hmm. And they are passionate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, all sold out, ready mm-hmm. to give even their life to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so therefore you look at it and say, basically I think it's just the distractions. But if we follow the word, you see the importance important thing is to focus on the word. What God says that you should seek, you should pursue. Mm-hmm. In Mount Zion Missions, we know about pursuing.
Yes.
We know about, as we grow up in the 30 years, we know about all-night prayer meeting.
Yes.
We know about weekends whereby the Friday or so we there praying until, and then have breakfast after and all night, and young people were doing it. And of course, now today, we have to recalibrate that and begin to do it all over again so that we can seek God. Because when you seek God, then he will be found by you. Oh my goodness, and not his hand, you know.
Yes.
He himself, his presence, his glory, his anointing, everything.
Yes.
Wow. And that's what we want, the passion to pursue him.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Thank you so much. Apostle Chris.
Good morning, my brothers, once again. I will bring a short story to link both topics together.
Yes,
took place years ago in my young life. There was a young lady I was kind of liking, and she lived in Christchurch. She lived in Black Rock. I think I just got my first real job.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go to work, come home, bed change, go on the road again, and go down to Black Rock to see this young lady.
Mm-hmm.
And to get back home in time to go to work next morning for 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I pursued this person.
Yes.
Because that's what I thought was my interest at that time.
Right.
It didn't last long.
Uh-uh.
But looking back now, as we're discussing this topic, I said to myself, as the Lord reminded me, if I could be so much on fire for something that was so temporal and fleeting,
yes, go ahead.
When I gave my life to Christ,
yes,
why should I not put as much effort and energy into the same pursuing of something that is permanent?
Yes. Hallelujah.
So I said, you know what, Lord, you reminded me of this just now.
Yeah.
And that's a practical example of pursuing Christ.
Yes, Christ, I like that.
Because that temporal thing we seek, even as we seek temporal satisfaction from your job or care or whatever it is, remember it's temporary.
Yes.
You came with nothing and you will leave with nothing.
Yeah.
But you have one thing to
do. Yes. Hallelujah.
Into eternity.
The destination is what we're looking at.
Yes.
Your destination should be focusing on Christ.
Yes. Jesus.
Amen.
You know, that reminds me of Apostle Chris when we were courting, though.
Yeah. Tell us.
He lived in Seaview. Of course, they had no time for this, the cars and so on. So he had to use
the foot. Oh, wow.
We call the feet them, Apostle Chris. Slam tar. And he would come to the house, and then when 11 o'clock, can't get. And I had a bus, it's last bus at 11 o'clock. He had to walk all the way from where he was in the car. I wonder if he saw a man in Millie Hill. Millie Seaview Hill. And he was terrified. He was like, I can't pass here now because that man waiting for me. He was about to run back over the hill. And then he saw a car, thank God. And the person picked him up. And he got past the man.
That's what you call pursuing.
But he still came back again after that. He didn't stop. Even my father said to him, nigga, man, what you doing? Nigga, man, who are you? Go in the road. He still came back. So I was pursuing. He had a treasure. He went after him. He thought was his treasure.
Right.
And he's gone. So we possibly say something.
I don't know what to add to that. All I can say, it happened, and quite frankly, I could pull something pretty good out of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I could pull a good case in that out of what happened, because when I look back, my spiritual life compared to what we talk about here, what Mustafa heard, it tells me how much I get the idea how much she meant to me. And make it impossible for me to stay away from her. Young Christian guy had to walk the walk of a good Christian. We want to free to want to go and do what we like, because she was quite committed to what she's doing, and I had to make sure I do the same thing. We were all afraid of God in that regard, and it helped us all the way. But I want to go one step further. When the Lord comes in our life, it does such a so amazing as to transform us from what we used to be, move from the place we were. Place of freedom, where we now get to the essence of what life is. seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, so all good things will happen to you. I don't understand, for the love of me, why I would ever in my mind give up God for something else.
Yeah.
I don't understand how I get that done. Because where I was, I know I wasn't going to heaven. I know I wasn't going to heaven on my own reconnaissance. Mm-hmm. I cannot get there. I don't have the tools. I don't have the resources. And someone has to take you there. So for me, it was ignore all of what the noise I heard and focus on what the Lord was saying. Yeah.
Praise God.
Focus on what he's saying. Is it going to be easy all the time? No. Are you going to get trouble sometimes? Get hit, get heckled sometimes? Of course you will. But it is negligible compared to what the Lord is doing in your life, transforming to someone else. I want to encourage you today, if you haven't yet made that step for the Lord, make it your priority. Every test that you go through in a fleeting moment, it go away very quickly. Only the Lord will stand for you. And let me say one other thing for you that you should really know. Satan ain't going to be there for you if you find yourself troubled. You will not be there all. Only the Lord will be there to take you through.
Praise God. This thing, Reverend Gill. God bless you.
Thank you so much, apostles and all the team. We had a great time today. Mm-hmm. All the praise and the honor and glory be to our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in to today in God's glory. Please let us know how this program has impacted your life. We would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 422-2512. Or 432-6479. We are located 4th Avenue, Rotdundo, St. James. Our weekly services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Praise God. Thank you, Reverend Gill. Thank you, listeners today. I want to bless all the listeners. I want to declare the power of God upon you. I want to have the Lord will give you a spirit to seek him.
Amen.
To chase after him. Whatever darkness that's in your life that will hold you back from being a God chaser, be removed by the power of God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I declare that if you have not sought him yet, if you have not started the chasing yet, you don't know him yet, that today you will hear his heart and that the Spirit of God will rest upon you and convict you, and that he will give him your life, give him your heart, and he will start to seek him as from today as Savior and Lord. I bless all of you that are listening, and I bless your families, and I declare that you will truly be God chasers and God seekers. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.